Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rodriguez for our Black and White Sports 2. Wow. Kyler Murray is just getting shit on by everybody. Personally speaking, I kind of find it glorious. And somewhere, Sean Payton is going ixnay on the Russell Wilson. Hey, Terry. Terry Bradshaw, one of my absolute favorites, good old country boy from Louisiana, one of my dad's all-time favorites, has come out. Of course, they're at the Super Bowl. There's a lot of media shifting around and walking around and everybody giving their two cents on everything. Sean Payton, of course, officially introduced as the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. God, that's interesting. Next season can't get here quick enough. We're going to have so much quarterback movement and coaching movement. The next season is just going to be really intriguing. And this offseason is going to be really intriguing. I expect this channel to actually grow a lot between coaching moves and then free agency and some shit around the draft. And, of course, the regular drama we always cover. So Terry Bradshaw came out and basically just came out and said it. Sean Payton did not want the Cardinals job because of Kyler Murray. And then he pulls out a little tidbit and says, and he really didn't want to coach Russell Wilson either. But he did take the Denver Broncos job. And I'm sure of the two, I mean, Russell Wilson does have the longer track record of success. And Sean Payton is like, he may be fixable. Kyler Murray is just a dumpster fire. Yeah, I'm not going there. That's a good way to get fired in 3 years. Bradshaw, and this is from Florio. Terry Bradshaw, Sean Payton didn't want to work with Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson. And look, a Seahawks fan in the comment section, and we'll go down and take a look at it, said something that was pretty funny, and I'm going to highlight that. I'm no Seahawks fan, but it was pretty funny nonetheless. How about this? 49ers to hire Steve Wilks. Yikes. Okay. For most people, there's a sharp difference between the things they'll say publicly and the things they'll say privately. Terry Bradshaw is not most people. It's beautiful. The curtain just stays pulled back with Terry. Like, to hell with it. I'm getting out of the shower. You see it all right here. During Fox Sports pre-Super Bowl media availability, Vic Lombardi, how many damn Lombardis are there? Is he related? Vic Lombardi of Altitude Sports Radio Network in Denver asked Bradshaw a series of questions about soon-to-be former Fox colleague who is now head coach of the Broncos. I'm pretty sure Sean Payton was sitting somewhere and was like, oh, Terry, that was supposed to be in confidence. Ugh. Quote, we hung with him, Bradshaw said, establishing a clear foundation for his basis of knowledge about Payton's preferences. We would talk, and he would talk, and talk, and talk. And then it slowly started to get more and more interesting. I'd say, you can't go to Charlotte, Bradshaw said. That's the NFC South. Okay, fine, makes sense, no controversy there. You can't go to Houston, Bradshaw said. They don't have a quarterback down there, and you don't want to be in Houston. I'm not so sure about that. I think that might have been a sneaky good job, actually. A lot of draft picks, great city, great fans, great weather. I don't know. Houston, I think, was a little underrated in all this. And right, wrong, or indifferent, Nick Caserio's a pretty good personnel guy. He is. This one seemed a little odd. They didn't have a quarterback when Payton went to New Orleans, and it all worked out. Also, I'd like to know more about what Terry has against Houston, unless it's an Oilers thing from the late 70s. Yeah, exactly, Terry. What's up? you're from not that far away from there. But then it got good. Bradshaw was asked about Peyton coaching the Cardinals and quarterback Kyler Murray. Quote, he didn't want to work with that quarterback, Bradshaw said. And then Lombardi swooped in for the hammer. He'd rather work with Russ? Question mark. Quote, I don't think so, Bradshaw said, bursting out a big old Louisiana laugh. But that's all he's got. He's got no choice, but I'll tell you one thing, he'll get the most out of him. Indeed, he will, especially if Wilson realizes that Peyton will find somebody else to do the job if Wilson isn't doing it well enough. Peyton has a no-lose situation if Wilson works out. Peyton is the hero for turning him around. If Wilson doesn't work out, it's Peyton's fault. And then Peyton gets a fresh start with a new quarterback. It's not Peyton's fault. Other than Kyler Murray, of course, before that, Peyton will be working the Super Bowl with Fox, and it will be very interesting whether Peyton has anything to say about the things that Bradshaw said on Tuesday. There's a chance Peyton is dismayed by Terry's loose lips. I don't know about that. Oh, wait. I do want to show y'all. There is a great Seahawks comment down here. 1 year with Russ, and the Broncos will be drafting a quarterback top 15 in 2024. Laugh out loud. I'm pretty sure my Seahawks have that draft pick you're talking about. Ha ha. That's pretty funny. Got a hell of a lot of likes. So anyway, what are the Cardinals going to do? I mean, the Cardinals got a serious situation. They're handicapped by the extension for a quarterback that nobody wants to deal with. I mean, it's going to end up being like, a Lou Amoromo or Mike Kafka, although I kind of think Kafka ought to push away from the table and let somebody else have that job, because Mike Kafka is going to get some looks later on, okay? Unless he turns out to be another Byron Leftwich, I don't know. We are talking about two former quarterbacks, and now Byron Leftwich is looking at maybe coaching the Ravens. That's interesting. You never know. Maybe Kafka should take that job. It is one of 32, after all. This looks terrible for Kyler Murray. It looks terrible for the Cardinals. I mean, when a quarterback guru like Sean Payton just basically has come out and said, I don't want to coach that fucking guy. That's bad. I mean, if you're a Cardinals fan, you got to sit back and go, we're doomed here. We're trapped here. And, by the way, on a side note, and I haven't brought this up enough, well, I did when we was making all those Deshaun Watson videos, but I haven't brought it up enough lately because I think the Browns are pretty effed. It's sort of the same situation with Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. You know, at least with Lamar, I think Lamar's a pretty good quarterback, okay? Kyler Murray, I was always on the fence on. I'm like, he's a smaller Baker Mayfield that's more mobile. How is that really going to work out long term? And I like Baker, you know? But it's the attitude stuff that I think these coaches don't want to deal with. I think in a vacuum, you look at Kyler Murray and you're like, he's small, but he's got a skill set there that maybe something can be developed around. But we know he's got a terrible contract that handicaps the franchise that we can't get out of, and he's got a terrible attitude problem that no coach wants to deal with. And Sean Payton was on Russell Wilson. But I do think, again, if Russell will take a step back, take his Mr. Unlimited ego out of that, and look at what Sean did with Drew Brees in the later years, something may come out of that. And my dog is growling at himself in the mirror. Polar bear! Jack Russell's great dogs. Peace! I'm out! Until next time, Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.